Eighth pack of Truma's Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If somebody had Truma in his mouth and he found that there was also for him, something happened that it was also for him to swallow it, Rabbi Lezer says you're allowed to swallow the Truma, Rabbi Yeshua says you're not. In that Mishnah, we pass him like Rabbi Yeshua that if you have it in your mouth, even if it's Truma, you have to spit it out. Hoya Oichel Be'eshkel. In our Mishnah, we're discussing a case where he's eating a bunch of grapes. The rule is like this. If you pick, if you have a garden or a field and you pick a bunch of grapes, you're allowed to eat it without Truma to Maitris, because that's Achilas Arai. It's a temporary type of eating, and it's also not in the house. But once you bring it to the Chotzer, which is a Mokum of Kviyas, it's a place where you have your Yikar dwelling area over there, the produce becomes Kavua, the Maitris, and you're not allowed to eat it from it, so you take a Truma to Maitris. Even so, Rabbi Lezer Omer Yigmar, he says you're allowed to go out of the, even though you went into your chater, you're allowed to go out of the chater and finish it outside of the chater. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar, the second went to the chater, has achieved the status of Kviyas Lamaita, and therefore, no matter what you do, you cannot eat these grapes to take of the Truma to Maitris. Choscho Leilei Shabbos. If the sun set on Erev Shabbos and he was eating also the trumas even in his field, the halacha is that Shabbos itself, that anything you eat on Shabbos has a chashivas, and therefore you have to take trumas and maizes from anything that you'll eat on Shabbos. We don't say there's a concept of this temporary achil on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shua Yigmar, Rabbi Shua says you can finish it, does not mean on Shabbos itself, because everybody agrees that achil of Shabbos is a choshev achila, and therefore you can't eat a choshev achila of the Torah before he took off the Trumas and Maizes. But Motzei Shabbos, he says, it reverts back to its original state, because it was just what you put into your mouth on Shabbos is a choshev achila. There's nothing changed in the status of the food itself. Whereas Rabbi Lezer Omer Lo Yigmar, here Rabbi Lezer goes all the way around. He says, once Shabbos set in, it gives us a status of chiyuv and kviyas to the Maizes, and therefore you cannot eat it until you take off the Trumas and Maizes. We just said that in the case of Peiris that he had in the course of Shabbos, that Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says that Matzah Shabbos the fruit revert back to a state of Achilas, that you can eat an Achilas Arai without it taking up Trumas and Maitres. And Rabbi Lezer says that once it was Nikvan Shabbos, it remains in that status even after Shabbos. That is the Gersa of the Rambam, but there are many Rishonim that have the opposite Gersa. And they say that Rabbi Lezer is the one that says he could finish it off, similar to what Rabbi Lezer said in the previous case of the Gina, and Rabbi Shua is the one that says he cannot finish it off after Shabbos.